You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Sleep Time's Over, Kavat the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 6, Episode 10.
Bruh, this is not an episode. This is the Star Wars
episode
show.
Episode 9.
Because this is the Star episode Wars review
eight,
show.
Bruh.
New episode, new hope.
Episode 69 already. Yes, that's it. I give up already.
That's good.
We're skipping so many episodes. We're going straight to episode 69. And episode 69 is the Star Wars episode. How you like that?
There you go. Salute to DJ Larry Wars. That's what it's all about.
He's not even here, bro. And he's on the podcast.
You know, everybody all upset. And everybody all pissed off, sad, happy. It all comes down to DJ Larry Wars. Okay?
Yeah.
It all comes to up the butt. So that's why we're into this.
The crazy part is you're saying that, and majority of people that listen to our show probably have no idea when you say up the butt means.
Which makes it more interesting, doesn't it?
And I'm going to Google, what does that mean?
What does that mean? Who's this DJ Lego? What is this all about? And then when they find out, oh, how delightful.
They're like, what is wrong with this guy?
Okay, never mind. Anyway, 69. Never mind.
This is the first annual Star Wars Super Review, bruh.
I guess you could call it that. It's just a review of the past. It was a week ago, basically about 5 days ago, that The Last Jedi came out.
Did you try to get Jedi to come to the show?
I try, but he works all over the place. I don't know what he does.
Nah, he's too busy.
I know his review already. He said 40,000 mics.
Really?
I said, how many mics, Jedi? 40,000 mics.
He said 40,000 mics.
Like, wow, that's interesting. Wow. He chose 40,000 for those games.
I think if they release like a 2-second trailer, you'd love it. 50
you'll
mics,
watch
bro.
It. Yeah.
And you watch it a million times. Yeah. You watch 2 seconds times, what is that? 30 minutes and be 1 hour.
That's public school math.
I don't know. That's math. Terrible. Anyway. So
this is a separate thing.
Yes.
We've never done a separate thing.
Never.
From the episodic shows that you have created.
Because the geeks has arrived. The nerds are in the house.
Pretty much. Yes. Yeah. So we're going to, you know, appease everybody.
Right.
And give our little take on this whole Star Wars thing.
So what we got?
Here we go. So we have the Small Into the Stars is here.
Right? Yeah. There you go, bro.
The Stars is here.
You got to move
Sky
in.
Is here. Yeah,
I'm going to give up the mic. This first time as an MC, I'm going to give the mic up.
Oh, bro. This is going
to But I'll be happy to give it to the real estate agent to the stars.
That's right.
Grant Capone Okonomo.
That's right. Through a Star Wars event himself?
Yes.
So here we go. So this is what is going to happen. Okay. Here he comes into the...
We're warning everybody about spoilers.
Yes.
We're warning everybody about spoilers.
Plenty spoilers. This whole show is a spoiler.
I'm the producer, bro. Everybody. Where do you want me, bro?
Where do you want me to sit?
There you go.
Can you sit by me? Okay. Okay, we all good. Everything's good. So, spoilers galore in this one. So, if anybody never see this show, never see this movie, turn them off. Get out of here already. Okay? So, let's just go with it. Now, a lot of controversies come out of this. Great reviews. Weird reviews. Everybody piss off. Everybody's sad. We all seen this already. We've seen this multiple times already, right?
Yep.
Grant, how many times have you seen this?
Twice,
yeah.
Hopefully once more this weekend, hopefully.
We're going to try again another one. And you saw just last night, your second time.
Second time last night.
Right, so.
Thursday night with the kids, bro. Oh. Come on, bro.
You got to see him one more time, bro.
I didn't see him.
Okay.
Call me in, bro.
When you go? When you like go?
I'm Thursday night with the kids, bro.
Okay. I might be sleeping. So let's just go with it. Let's break down this movie from beginning to end here. Now this was, first of all, some stats. Second highest grossing movie of all time.
Of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Behind Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
Also, cinema score rated was A.
Was A. I think second or third most critically acclaimed Star Wars film.
Okay.
But then the controversy is second lowest audience score on Rotten Tomatoes after Attack of the Clones.
Right. Well, let's address that real quickly. Now, the Rotten Tomatoes score that came out a couple days ago that was said that it was rigged, because what you can do on Rotten Tomatoes is you can review multiple times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can just keep putting bad rating, or you could get a bot to do it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that is pretty much why it's so drastically, which I think we all could say that we were pretty much thrown off by that wacky 93% and you have 56%. Something's not right.
And I think the general public is thrown off.
Yeah.
The general public is looking at it and scrutinize the movie even more, because they're it seems like a lot of people hate it.
Right.
But it's only a select few that keep going online and keep, you know, setting up different accounts on Rotten Tomatoes. And like you said, a bot is another thing too. Just keep putting in a negative score over and over and over again.
It's very strange. Very strange. So let's just break down from the beginning to end here. The first block of the... Well, first
are we going to give our mic reviews?
Should we do that in the beginning?
Or leave it at the end?
Let's go at the beginning. Okay. Let's just go with it. Okay, so Grant, how many mics? What's your take?
Okay, so first off, I just want to say I was Supreme Leader stoked about this movie. First off.
Well said.
I give it 4.375 mics.
Huh.
I like these interest rate numbers here.
Well, I'm not surprised, bro. That's good.
You know, it wasn't a perfect film. There were a few things here and there that I had qualms with, but I like the direction that this is heading.
Yeah.
It matched exactly what Kylo Ren says, right? Which is, let the past die.
Yes.
And I think it was very effective at subverting everyone's expectations.
Right.
And I had fun. I mean, I think that's at the end of the day.
That's the end of the day.
Star Wars is not Citizen Kane, right? I mean, it's
correct.
It's a fun space opera.
Right.
With space wizards, essentially. And if you can't have fun with that and kind of let yourself enjoy the ride, then what's the point?
Exactly. You're exactly right.
4.375.
I like that. That's good. That's a good interest rate. That'd be an okay interest rate.
Yeah, it'd be okay interest rate.
Yeah, it's not that great. You know, threes you want to get. Yeah, so what's the review here? What's the rating?
So I'm not gonna, you know, it's my second time around seeing it. 3.5. And people kind of saying, I've been defending this movie online and people saying that score is kind of low, but you have to realize I really did not enjoy Force Awakens. And I felt that it was really almost too much fan service on J.J. Abrams' part.
Mm.
And I think that this movie is a really refreshing step in the right direction for me as a Star Wars fan of something interesting. And to get out of this kind of used, tired George Lucas narrative template. So I'm going 3.5 mics, but I'm really like hoping for a future of even better Star Wars film.
Mm.
So that's what I'm going with.
Good foundation.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, because we're going to go into it, but I really look at The Last Jedi as three separate films.
Yeah.
Rolled into one.
Yeah.
And just like a sandwich, it's layered. There always might be one part of the sandwich you're like, I could do without that.
Right.
I could do without the sprouts.
Well, let's address
and
this
I think
then.
We know what the sprouts was in this
we'll
movie.
We'll get to the sprouts. But let's address that, because a lot of people are thrown off by the trilogy, the word trilogy, that we need to have a New Hope, Empire, Jedi. We need to have that climactic third movie. This movie was the Return of the Jedi movie. This summed up Force Awakens. This ended all the plot lines to Force Awakens. Snoke is dead. Moving on, the rebellion is now built. So that is your trilogy, your biology.
Yeah, it's clearing the path.
It's clearing. So the third one is going to be something that's going to set up the future.
Right.
And doesn't necessarily, there'll be some remnants of the first two.
Mm-hmm.
But it has nothing to do with the first two entirely. Like the bad guy is dead. The Emperor guy, Snoke, is dead already, where you would think of stereotypically him dying in the last one,
right,
in episode 9. So it's a totally different take that we really
absolutely.
We really don't know what's going to happen this episode 9. I mean clearly it's going to take place. It has to take place years from now.
Mm-hmm.
They got to build up the rebellion. There's only 20 guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to need some guy. And plus the people, if we went to the... when they sent the distress signal out, we talked about this, nobody responded.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are just over it. The galaxy is over it. They're tired of Princess Leia. They're tired of them running from the First Order of the Empire. They just didn't want to be bothered with it. So it's going to take time for them to build up that positive vibe again.
Mm-hmm. You
know? It's going to have to be the kids.
Right.
So what's your take on... Well, let's throw this question out here. Mark Hamill. I was going to say Mark Hamill.
Best performance of his career.
Finest performance, definitely, hands down. The nuances in his expressions, his tones. Like, I mean, I loved it. I think I wasn't going into it. You don't know what to expect, right? You don't know how they're going to play off of it. And the trailers did an awesome job at kind of leading you down one path and then switching it around on you. But yeah, I mean, definitely all the subtleties of his performance were top notch.
It was by far his best.
Yeah.
Right. And there's complaints hearing online about people saying that this is not true to the Luke legacy. What we did was, you know, and Luke wouldn't throw a lightsaber over his shoulder and all of these different things, but Luke became Yoda. He became this kind of jaded guy who wanted to be alone, get away. And I thought it was totally in character. In my opinion, it was totally in character of what he went through, the trauma this guy went through. And I thought all the nuance he brought to it, his performance just spot on, just brought everything I wanted.
Yeah, people don't realize he trained Han Solo and Princess Leia's son, and he failed.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna be a little bummed about that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So of course he's gonna be bitter and he's gonna be pissed off, and that's what's gonna happen. he's gonna be this guy that's just gonna not. He wants to go. He went to the island to die,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. And when he throws it, that was one of the greatest scenes of all time.
Yeah, because
it swerved us all. None of us saw that coming. You see at the end of First Awakens, she does that. He grabs it, okay, and then all is well in the world. But no, he's over it.
People always forget when Luke shows up in Dagobah and meets Yoda. Yoda's kind of a prick.
Yeah.
Yoda don't want nothing to do with him. Yoda's done. And people forget this, and everyone's like criticizing the portrayal. And I thought it was spot on. He became Yoda. He evolved into that character, into something that Yoda archetype, which was great.
That was great. Well, let's go right into the Yoda scene. So, what was everyone's thoughts on the Yoda just coming out of nowhere, blowing him up?
Back as a puppet.
Yeah, it's exactly what I was going to say.
Yes.
That was nice to see.
Yeah.
Nice to see.
And back to a more whimsical Yoda, not the militant Yoda that we get in Clone Wars, the animated series, and the prequels.
That's like, horrible.
Yeah.
Spinning around.
Boring Yoda.
Yeah.
Goofy, kicking his feet in glee, like all of that stuff.
Right.
Frank Oz back. Yes. He controls the puppet, right? Frank Oz along with the voice. Is that how it works with Frank Oz?
I actually don't know.
Quite sure. I think it's the Henson guys that control the puppet, maybe, and then Oz does the voice, I think.
Because, with the Muppet experience he's got. But it was clearly Empire Strikes Back Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. Even look like Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if even maybe stock footage of Empire Strikes Back to put him in there. So it was a great, great moment. And it was a great moment of him with the text and how he was talking to Luke about it. It's, you didn't read them.
Yeah, yeah.
Page turners they are.
Yeah.
It was just great. It was just fantastic.
Real quickly, the beginning of the film. So let's start from the beginning, too.
Yes.
So Rian Johnson went and had the whole cast that was in the entire opening battle scene watch movies like Tora, 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 watch World War II films, battleship films. He wanted to create an ultimate space battle, and I think he achieved it. I think the opening battle sequence with the bombers.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was epic.
It's incredible. And it is it's one of the best sequences in any Star Wars movie, I would argue.
Yeah.
You know? And we actually got to see a Star War.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Strategy, chess pieces moving, and I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, no, fully agree.
Tension building.
Yeah.
And with real consequences.
Yeah.
Right? Consequences. Like, people died. Like,
we actually see the faces of people die. Not just the blow up from the back, and you see the fighter, but you see that the one girl.
Mm-hmm. Paige.
That's it. Yeah.
Paige Tico, right?
Yes.
I think her name is. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Correct. Good call now.
His cousin of Tam Pico.
Sorry. Yeah, you guys.
That's a little local, local joke.
Deep cuts. Deep cuts. Some deep cuts.
7-Eleven for the win. Okay, but that opening, the thing, okay, that I want to just see what you guys think of this is like with any of those past Star Wars battles in the air, you don't really see the intricacies of a ship blowing up or any type of real damage to a ship. Yeah. The only time I've told you this were in Return of the Jedi, when you see a shot of Akbar. And in the background, you see a Star Destroyer just totally just destroy and blow up. You don't really see that kind of stuff. With this one, you see real intricate destruction going on. So it just makes it even more just emotional and more. When a blaster hits a ship, it's going to get damaged.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to blow up. And we never really saw a lot of that. And it was, well put together.
By the way, it was a World War II.
Oh, yeah.
It was a World War II scene in space. It was great.
Yeah.
Resistance bomber design could have used a little bit of work.
Yeah.
Let's line up these bombs along the longest part of our ship where it's susceptible to fire. But I love that execution part of it,
The execution was good, yes. Go figure with that. They weren't the fastest of ships, too.
Nope.
They took a while.
Yep.
They crawled, man. Over there. So, not the best design. Well, we can, of course, agree that Star Wars, from a design aspect is not the greatest.
And then we'll go from that scene, into almost immediately now the Finn and Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Finn wakes up.
Yes.
He needs to find Rey. He's still, not completely on the rebel team.
Right.
He's just main concern is Rey.
How many of you guys thought when Finn was walking around, they were like half naked, that Poe's gonna be like, how are you doing?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of rumors about that.
Right? Is they gonna come back?
They try to build up that bromance in Force Awakens, and it never did.
They never
did anything. I still really feel they don't know what to do with Finn. I think he's the most underdeveloped character in the series. I still don't get how a stormtrooper slash janitor is the greatest warrior in the Empire. He was the most slept on warrior in the Empire.
I agree.
Up lightsabers, picking up all kinds of weaponry, knows how to use it. Right? He's the most underdeveloped character.
Maybe he's the only black stormtrooper. There's a little bit of that.
Natural skills.
Maybe.
Just like a baller. Yeah, exactly. That could be it. I mean, well, that needs to be explained somehow. We need to know something about his backstory. Why he's such a great fighter, but didn't want to be a stormtrooper. Why?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Something.
You know? I don't get it, and we can all agree that the Rose Finn Canto Bite storyline with DJ, played by Benicio del Toro, who is the most random casting in any Star Wars film, which I think is a mistake.
That was the minus of the movie.
That was a 20-30 minute chunk out of the movie we could have taken out or shortened to lengthen the Luke, Rey, Kylo, which was really the meat and the heart of the story that we wanted more.
It was almost a fan service to have a cantina feel, right, to the movie. Like
creature cantina, now the creature casino.
And
it almost felt like almost too CGI'd again, where it was almost like, oh man, this is almost going back to the prequel.
It was a prequel looking moment.
Right, where you got the leprechaun looking CGI coin, goblin looking thing.
The llamas running around.
Space llamas running around. I was like, I understand that they needed to get the point across about
money.
About money and capitalism and people who are benefiting from the actual Star War. The Star War.
Which was brilliant, but it just was executed poorly.
And too long and drawn out. Yeah. And a really kind of a wasted mission besides the moral point at the end.
They spent too much time on this mission.
Right.
I can understand how we show that they don't always get them all the time. It's a fail. That it's not a successful mission. Because they never found the guy. They found a guy, but they didn't find the guy.
And they didn't get to take out the tracker. Like, I loved that, actually. That was part of the best part about it. Because Star Wars always has that resolution. Right. And this one didn't.
There wasn't.
Yeah.
So that perfectly makes sense. And then the fact of talking about, you know, these guys got to get money somewhere.
Yep.
You need money for a Death Star. You need money for blasters. Who's paying for all this stuff? Mm-hmm. That was never been done before.
Right.
So the Del Toro character was important for that.
And it's the first Star Wars movie that really gave a real social commentary on capitalism and really the cost of war, the literal cost of war.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The ship he steals, they sold both to the rebels and to the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it goes. People, they got to get money to make these X-Wings.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. So that was important to be in there, but llamas, no.
Yeah, props to Rian Johnson on really trying to be ambitious with this. He swung for the fences.
I kind of like the father years, though. I mean, I like those llama things. I mean, I don't know, just me. I didn't like the way it was set up, maybe.
Oh, I would ride one, maybe, but you know, I'd pet it, but I mean, the casino part had to go, though. Yeah. It was very Clone Wars, Phantom Menace.
Yeah, Canto Bite. I think if they did it in a different way, maybe shot it a little bit more with practical effects and a little bit more rubber suit creatures and felt something that felt a little bit more grounded, like the creature cantina, maybe it could have worked a little bit better, but it was a little bit of a CGI nightmare in that.
Yeah,
I agree.
And then right after that scene went into...
We go back to the island, man.
We go back to the island, so yes.
And some of the best scenes in any Star Wars movie.
That was something else, yeah. So what's the favorite parts of the island scenes, I guess, would be what do you think?
Oh man, there was a lot. There was a lot to take in. I liked all the inhabitants, you know. Don't sleep on porgs. I don't even know what the caretakers are called, but I actually liked them a lot.
Yeah.
I brought some
they were the best comic relief.
A little bit of comic relief there. That island is freaking gorgeous.
Yeah.
First off, and it makes total sense that Luke would be stranded or isolated on this place. I didn't mind the green milk. I didn't mind the fishing.
His daily routine. His daily routine.
And then people getting offended about this blue green milk, whatever. I mean, he grew up with that stuff. I mean, what was the thing he was drinking with Aunt Peru? Weird colored milk. He likes it. It's his problem.
And what else are you gonna do on an island?
The best face taking that first sip of milk, looking at her going, what?
Don't you want to leave now?
What you know about this milk?
No.
And those caretaker guys, they were the most Jim Henson looking things I've seen in a while.
It's great.
Yep.
That there had to be some type of.
It was a throwback almost to Jawas and like the original. You know, like, it was great.
It kind of really it was like it. It was like Dark Crystal kind of.
Yep.
But so that was great. I mean the porgs. I mean that's clearly marketing.
Yeah.
Clearly for the kids. They
it worked. It worked on me.
It worked. Chewbacca, the scene with Chewbacca, was going to eat. I know you mentioned something was like people were going to be like so offended that they thought this was.
They thought it was a commentary on vegetarianism. Because he's going to eat the pork, right? And then the pork's looking at him like, no, don't eat my cousin.
My God.
And this is what it is. People are looking for anything to nitpick and say, okay, Star Wars is taking a stance on this and stance on this when it's just purely a cinematic moment.
Yeah.
Everything's PC nowadays. Everybody's got to be, offended.
Side note, I actually don't think that all of this negativity is entirely unforeseen. Like, I kind of feel that Disney knows what they're doing with this. And I like the fact that people are arguing and going back and rewatching it and having these conversations because it just elongates the life of this movie to me.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't know. I can't front on that. I actually like that.
Well, controversy always will create cash.
Yep.
And you get people talking about it, that's going to create curiosity. People are going to go and find out what's all the hype.
Yep.
So second week, third week, fourth week is probably going to be strong numbers. I don't see, because people are just all wondering what's going on with this weird movie that's 56 rating and 93 by the critics.
Yep.
So there's going to be that. So I think, they'll be okay. I think Disney will be all right. But then after the island scene,
so we'll go back to the ship. We introduce, we have the battle that the controversial Leia in space.
Oh yeah, we gotta get the flying Leia.
Yeah,
we gotta get the flying
Leia. Because before we get to Vice Admiral Holdo, we have to get to the Leia sequence.
We gotta get to that. So
the Leia sequence.
Okay,
did you guys like it?
I was shocked by it.
I was surprised.
First initial, right?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, "Oh, that's how they end it." I mean, she has to die sometime or get faded out of the story somehow. I didn't like the way that it was presented necessarily, but I understand why she would use the Force, and I liked that she used the Force. I just felt like maybe the presentation could have been a little less hokey. I don't know if that's the right word.
How powerful she is! She actually used the Force.
Finally,
and pull herself out of space.
Yeah.
And I agree, it wasn't maybe shot the best way, it wasn't treated the best way from a, cinema's perspective, but the concept of it is awesome. Because we finally get to see how powerful she is. They never explore how powerful Leia's Force is.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. I was more bummed that Admiral Akbar died. Let's not forget, Admiral Akbar is dead.
Rest in peace, Akbar.
I mean, I was sad when...
It's a wrap!
I was taken aback when they're like all the leaders are done, Admiral Akbar and all. Like, oh wait, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I was bummed more so than the flying Leia.
At least they addressed his death.
They at least addressed his death.
Thank you for at least doing that, right?
Thank goodness.
We didn't get a Han Solo funeral.
Yes.
But you know what I mean.
That is correct.
That's
Come
true,
on, man.
Yes.
So
there was a lot of those things that from Force Awakens that we did not get explanation to, and that was a big one.
Right.
Why was there no funeral for Han Solo? Why was there no more remorsing and just a point of sadness for them?
I feel like that's a misstep on their part for the fans, especially me, where Han Solo was my favorite character the whole series, and I know they're trying to sell Poe Dameron as you know what I call him? Diet Han Solo. You know what I mean?
They're grooming him to be a new one.
Yeah, he's you know that his entire character arc in this film with his conflict with Holdo and Leia, and he has to learn from his mistake.
Right.
He has to learn that he can't be as reckless with his decisions.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be the Tom Cruise maverick.
Right.
Like that's his character arc, but I still also feel he's another slightly underdeveloped character.
I mean, clearly he's going to be clearly he's going to be the general.
Right.
He's going to be General Dameron in Episode 9.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody left, once again. But there's grooming him. And he's dressing like Han Solo, for goodness sake.
Right.
In one scene, he had the gun holstered down. He had the whole little vest going on. He's ready to go Cloud City at this point. So, I mean, it was very odd.
And what do you guys think of Laura Dern as Vice Admiral Holdo?
I actually liked her.
Yeah?
I liked her. I've always liked Laura Dern, period. I was reading about some of the reshoots that they did to kind of soften her character, because apparently when they first filmed her, she was a little bit more condescending, and not likable. So yeah, I mean, I like her. I thought she fit well. I didn't understand, obviously, one of the plot holes that I felt, right, and people were pointing out online was why didn't she just tell Poe what the whole plan was to begin with, right?
I mean, yeah, yeah. It, what was the whole
like? Up? Why suffer through his mutiny?
Yeah.
If she had a plan, I don't know. But yeah. Anyhow.
Yeah, that's another question that I've definitely asked myself as well, and people online have been going off about that, but. You know, I think she was like, I'm the leader. I don't need to be questioned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if this is where his stance is going to be, you know, I'm not, you know, this is where he's going to be.
True. That's true.
I mean, she really looked at it. I'm the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need to explain anything? You know, this is, if you're gonna, you got to go with me or not. Ride with me or not.
Right.
And I think that was kind of within her character from what I've been reading online. Because I had no idea that within the Star Wars novels that have been coming out in previous years, you know, they talk about Holdo and Leia's relationship, they were childhood friends. They've been friends for a very long time.
Oh, okay.
You know, so they know each other. And only the people, the super Star Wars nerds that have read all the novels within that canon,
right.
they know her.
Right.
They
right.
know who she is. And then, like you said, she did come off, I heard, in the original cut as really hard. And they didn't want her to do. They wanted her an honorable side to her.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just me or like when that first scene where Poe was talking to her and like she's really close to him? Like they were like she was like borderline flirting with him or something. Did it look like that? The way she was smiling at him and like
flyboy.
I like Laura Dern. Yeah, I thought she's miscast myself.
She looked like it was like flirting scenes going on there, and it was just weird. Like I think we're gonna make out. What are you gonna make out later? Are you gonna go make out on the deck when nobody's around? But yeah,
I think it was Laura Dern not reading the tone of the scene right. In my opinion.
A lot of smiling from Laura Dern. Yeah,
that's how she came across at Ian Malcolm too, Jurassic Park, right? Kind of
yes,
weird.
That's right. Yeah,
I think that's just her as an actress.
Yeah, yeah.
But she has the best on-screen death of any in any Star Wars.
Oh yeah, dude, that was
amazing.
Yeah,
ripped up into applause. The whole theater ripped up into applause. Everyone gasped. It was amazing. The way and the
light
sound
speed.
Design of that whole scene.
Mm-hmm.
Sound drops out.
Yeah.
Incredible. Like incredible sequence.
Incredible scene. Yeah.
Yep.
Lightspeed for the win.
Yeah, and this is why I'm saying, like, we've never had a Star Wars film with anything like this.
Yes.
And we've always, I used to play with the Star Wars toys and be like, what would it be like to lightspeed into one another? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And to see it, it was
amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
After nine, this is the ninth movie total of Star Wars?
Yeah.
After nine movies, to still be surprised and to be, think of it like that. I mean, we've sat through hours and hours of these things and we were most surprised by the latest one. So they're still finding new stuff. So
amazing. And for all you guys out there that are questioning tracking through light speed.
Oh yes.
They brought this up in Rogue One.
Yes. Yes. We talked about it. If you remember in Rogue One, Grant, if at the end where they're trying to get the plans out and they're using the robot hands
mm-hmm.
and climbing on the thing. She's searching and she's mouthing off a lot of things she's saying. No, not that one, not that one. One of them was light speed tracking. She says it in there. So Rian Johnson pulled that one out of his wherever. And he remembers that.
So enough with this questioning about this tracking light
speed.
You've never
already.
Seen this before.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've never seen it before. You want a new movie.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What are we going to be doing? I mean, so there is an explanation to that. Anybody wondering?
Mm-hmm.
Especially another one with the Jedi techs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're still there. They're in the shelf.
Yep.
They're in the drawer in the Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody?
Yeah, that was a Yoda swerve.
That was a Yoda swerve, right. So therefore, they're still there. They can read them if they want. Page turners they are.
Yeah.
So, from there, I wanted to bring this up and see what you guys think of this one, as far as the Force Awakens connecting plot here. Now, the whole purpose of Force Awakens was the map to Skywalker. Finding the map to Skywalker. Let's find the missing piece to Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
Who made this map? Clearly, Luke did not want to be found. Luke wanted to die. So, why was there a map of Skywalker? Who created the map of Skywalker that was never addressed when
mm-hmm.
Rey came to the island? He kept asking, why are you here?
Yeah.
He didn't like, hey, how'd you find me? You know, he never questioned that. So
did
I think,
he? I thought he did ask
like,
her, how did you find me?
He kept saying, I keep remembering saying, why? Why are you here? Why are you here? It wasn't, he didn't like, how did you find my map? Or like, you found the missing piece of my map? Like, so who made the map to Skywalker? We don't, I think that was a big plot hole.
Yeah, that's a plot hole.
That we have no idea that will not, is hopefully, I don't know if it's going to be explained in it. I doubt it will be explained in episode 9, but...
Mm-hmm.
It would be to have some closure to that.
Did R2 have a piece of that?
Well, R2 magically awoke when they put the piece, the final piece.
He
was
on
sleep mode.
He was on sleep mode.
BB-8 found the piece. They finally brought the missing piece. They connected the whole thing. R2 woke up and shot the map out with the piece. So what was that all about? Who made that?
That was obviously J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
And then Rian Johnson not
communicating. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because like, what? Why would you make a map Star Wars if he doesn't want to be found? Right. He clearly did not want to help and want nothing to do with it. He's pissed. He's tired. He's old.
That's a great point. I mean, this is the thing with when you have two directors and two different writers. JJ wrote the first. Rian wrote the second, with just different visions.
Yep.
And Rian clearly wanting to clear the path of the old. Right? He's like, hey, you guys theorizing about Snoke? You theorizing about Rey's parents? They don't matter.
Never mind.
We're moving the plot forward.
Yep.
We're not going to go into that. We're not going to go into a Palpatine origin story about Snoke. Snoke's inconsequential. He was crappy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, find me one person that thinks he's great. Like, he was purely there as an emperor archetype to just push the Kylo
character.
Because he was a bully, and Kylo was just like, I don't want to be a part of the Sith no more. I don't want to be a part of the Jedi.
Yep.
I want to blaze my own trail.
Exactly.
And that was exactly what the film was trying to do.
Yeah, killing the past.
Killing the past.
Killing the past. You gotta evolve. You gotta evolve with the story.
Mm-hmm.
I like what they did with Snoke a little bit better. I mean, Force Awakens, obviously, is just a hologram, and you're like, ah, it's kind of crap. And to actually see him in the flesh, I thought the effects were awesome.
Yep.
Circus always does a great job.
Chamber scene, one of the best fight scenes in any Star Wars movie, and I would argue the best action scene all year.
Yeah,
I would argue that. And look at what Rian did with the use of the red in the room, the color.
The colors was
And look what he did, like taking samurai movies like Akira Kurosawa, and like pulling from all these like Shogun samurai movies, the Pelotorian guards. Oh my gosh, that was incredible.
Yeah.
I could live without a lightsaber fight in this film if they gave me an action scene that good.
Yeah.
In my opinion,
the great use of color throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
the salt mines with the.
Great.
We're talking about when you see the red.
Yeah.
Because you never see really blood in Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Force Awakens when you put the hand on his helmet.
Yeah.
That was the only time we actually saw blood.
Yeah.
That symbolifies blood.
It was all symbolism.
Blood in the sand.
The blood in the sand. The blood in the sand, the war. Because we never see blood in Star Wars movies.
I think Cap needs to make a shirt showing those rusty ships.
Yeah.
Going through the sand, the salt.
Yeah, yeah.
Crate diggers.
Huh? No, this is why.
Crate diggers. Planet Crate, they're digging.
Kevin, you still awake over there?
I'm sleeping.
Perfect.
Today, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Perfect.
Don't sleep, bro.
I'm waiting for a Star Wars JJ Abrams. I mean, the Star Trek review, bro.
Never mind Star Trek, bro. Never mind. So
I would.
That's a great idea.
I would definitely.
Did you hear that idea? Hey, you listen to the idea that he just said?
Bro? I heard everything.
Bro. Shut up, man. You don't say nothing.
Taking notes, bro.
All right,
so we never talked about the other two key performances that really make the movie: Daisy Ridley and Adam Driver.
Mm-hmm.
Great scene chemistry.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Every scene they're together, they're magnetic together. They they play off each other extremely well.
Yep.
And just fantastic.
Yeah, those interactions were excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. We never saw that before.
Many swerves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So all kind of new stuff the Force can do now. Apparently, you can be a ghost, you can be a hologram, you can touch people, you can kiss people. It don't matter. So nobody needs to leave anywhere. I mean, that's basically it. If Luke said he wasn't going to leave the island, he kept saying to everybody, I'm not leaving the island. And he did it. And okay, so as far as that goes, the whole Luke performance.
Mm-hmm.
And people were wondering like why it was kind of like a weak way for him to die. As how he just was on the rock, he didn't show up for the fight, and then he just withers away after that, after he's done with his mission. We got to remember that when Adam Driver, when Kylo first interacted, she shot at Kylo Ren
because
she saw him. And Kylo reacted to the gunshot, to the blaster. Imagine all these AT-AT blasters on Luke and he was just pounding and pounding on him. That has to take a toll on someone.
He's basically like, he's kind of even, he's forming, like you guys saw, they touched the dice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it disappeared.
Yep.
So he's transfixing himself in some type of semi-physical form.
Yes.
So he's taking the shots in one way or another. And that's equaling out.
That's how he got weak. I mean, he took the saber right right there. He felt that, I'm sure. And that just weakened him and weakened him. And he just retired and more tired. And I mean, just one at shot is going to take you down. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll just make you, probably maybe knock him down. Imagine like hundreds of them. So
we always hear in the Star Wars series, using the Force depletes you.
That is true.
And how much Force did he use? He used all of it
right.
for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I thought it was people argue like they wanted Luke for one more film or whatever. He's gonna come back, guys.
He'll come back.
Everyone comes back. The Jedi's all come back.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
They'll all come back.
And then, like, how do you end his story to please everybody?
Right.
Like, there's no possible solution to that.
No.
Yeah, what do they want? They want Luke Skywalker and old folks home and he's senile. Yeah. And
they want to jump around. They want to just be Luke of, like, 1983 again. Yeah. They just want that Luke Skywalker to come back.
I loved that entire end scene.
Yeah.
Just him coming in, the blasters, the fight, see you around, kid. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah. Everything.
And then you go back to the opening where we first meet Luke in the movie. He's telling Rey, "What do you want me to do? Just fight the First Order by myself,
mm-hmm.
with my laser sword."
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even say lightsaber.
Yep.
And here we are at the end of the movie. He's facing the First Order by himself, standing right there. Great scene of the ass looking at him. I mean, and then we all got swerved when he was like, "Hey, not even there."
Yeah, dude, that was awesome.
It's all good stuff. Yep. I mean, I don't understand why people could just not. Yeah. Be into this. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what's good if, as we're talking about it, you just want to go and see it again.
Yeah.
Like, of course, exactly. Like exactly.
I felt like I saw Force Awakens multiple times just because it was a Star Wars film.
Yes,
like, it wasn't because I wanted necessarily to go.
Right.
But this one, I do.
Yeah.
I do. I'm excited for where this is heading. It wasn't perfect, but I think it sets up a lot of good storylines.
It builds into the
And we don't have to worry about the Snoke stuff anymore. We don't have to worry about Rey's origin anymore, although that, you know, you never know if that's going to come up later.
It might.
We talked about if we were worrying because now JJ's taking the reins back from Ryan for the next
He's going
to
reset everything. Wait a minute.
This trilogy, and I wonder, JJ being the guy that's always worrying about fan service, I hope he doesn't backtrack from anything from the groundwork that Ryan's laid. I don't want that to happen.
Hopefully not. I don't think they will. I think they're for them to give full reins to Rian Johnson in this one. And for them to create this much of a buzz and controversy, I think they're gonna not want to backtrack. Hopefully
not.
Not. And just keep it progressive.
Yeah.
Because by far the most progressive. Where's Lando? Can someone tell me that? Where is Lando?
Yeah, be interesting.
He's the last. He's on code 45.
Yeah, code 45.
Does it every time. That was the logo.
I want him to come back and be like, after like, he's like, what is he, 70 now? Billy Dee Williams?
He looks good.
He still looks good. He's a smooth guy.
Billy Dee Williams was on BET not too long. He looks good.
He's
can
ready.
Still do it, man.
Welcome, Leia.
Yeah.
I'm still here, Leia.
He can still do it. He can still do it. And he's still the major character that's still alive that we haven't seen. We gotta bring him back.
We gotta have him back. There's gotta be something behind the scenes of why he's not there. There's something must be happening. Maybe he didn't agree with his J.J. Abrams, I don't like that money. Can you give me just a little bit more? What could it be? I don't know. He wouldn't not be there. So
bring Lando back and I want Lando to go, how come Han didn't have a funeral?
Right? How come nobody told me Han died? I've been around for many years. Where's Han?
Yep.
Where's that Skywalker?
Wow, Lando sounds like one of the first presidents.
that's as best as I can do. He had a president. He was the leader of Cloud City.
That's right.
You know, we truly belong in the clouds. But, I miss Lando.
I love it, man. Yep.
I would like to see
Space Lando. Obama.
You know what?
Without the betrayal.
Let's add another plot line. It's a big political movie now. Yeah. So what are the predictions for episode 9?
They'll open it with, I think, Leia's passing, if they're smart. And then, obviously, a new... we have to obviously rebuild the rebellion, or what is left of the Rebel Force.
Yeah.
Kylo is now the big bad.
Yeah, he is now the Supreme Leader.
And there has to be... I would think there are going to be repercussions with him leaving the Sith, right? And we've never seen the Knights of Ren.
Exactly. We haven't seen the Knights of Ren.
So the Knights of Ren, I think, are coming. I think it's it's inevitable.
They got it.
And then the major reckoning between Rey and Kylo, which I think we're going to get the lightsaber battle, hopefully, of all time.
Or would this lead to a love story?
I hope.
Where, redemption. For the first time ever, you have the dark and light come together and be a couple. Remember, Twilight was a big movie, guys. Yeah, millennials love all that crap.
They were. I thought in this film they were at scenes setting up some kind of romance like, because the chemistry between them is
this
so good.
This looked like Romeo and Juliet kind of a situation. So I would not rule
that out. So when people theorizing about like, you know, like, oh, is Rey Luke's daughter? Like, it's like, they're related.
Correct.
They're cousins.
I mean, I don't understand why everyone's so adamant that Rey needs to have some type of prominent parent.
Nope.
No, sure. It doesn't matter. They're bringing the Force back to the people. It's not about metachlorians. It's not about you being born into a birthright.
Correct.
It's about when we were kids, we all wanted to think we could get the Force. We could be one with the Force. And then when George Lucas was like, no, you're born into it with metachlorians and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's so...
Entitlement again.
That was entitlement, right? Like, you're born into wealth almost. You know, and now we've got it back again, and it's back to... No, you could be anybody.
Yes.
You could be a person of virtue. And
Anakin was a slave. Anakin was a slave. The Immaculate Conception of Anakin. He was nothing.
No.
It just so happened he met a girl. It just so happened they got these two kids, Skywalkers.
Yeah,
that's it.
And we forgive that, right. But we're chastising this.
Right. It's not needed. It's solely not needed. Well, one last thing I want to bring up with the kids at the end, the stable kids. Playing Star Wars.
Right.
That's never happened in a Star Wars movie. Them actually playing, like how we did as kids.
Yeah, their own action figures.
It was a kind of an odd one, but they tried. And the kid at the end, of course, setting up. Of course, we all saw
him grabbing the broom.
Mm-hmm. Of course, grabbing the broom. And then holding the broom like a lightsaber, like how we did as
kids.
Great last shot.
Yep.
Because we all thought, like, okay, they're all hanging out on the Millennium Falcon. They're all, like, laughing. And dun, 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 and just go right to the credits. No, we just go cut to that. That never happened before. We were all expecting just everybody to be smiling, and then great ending.
Yeah, it was a great.
That's going to be the kid pushing Ryan's new trilogy forward. Because after Episode 9, then they're doing the new one, and I think that's the kid that's going to be driving.
Oh no! That means we're going to see Kato bite again.
Unfortunately, we will. Hopefully,
that's his new trilogy, the Kanto Bite Chronicles. Right. Six movies,
and they'll be back there. Kanto Bite. Rey will be there, and then he's going to be like, yeah, I grew up here, you know, you're going to die here.
Yeah, one long space Texas Hold'em scene.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Good Lord.
Casino Royale in space.
Forget it.
Sounds terrible.
It does. We may see that Codebreaker again. God, I hope not, but he was from something, right? The guy played the Cobra, the official
Benicio
Cobra.
Toro? Justin Thoreau.
Justin Thoreau. Yes.
Good actor. Leftovers, yes. Don't sleep.
The Leftovers, great show.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And from Your Highness.
And Zoolander.
Mm-hmm. He was a DJ in Zoolander, you're right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And Jennifer Aniston's husband?
Yes.
Right. Well, clearly, the kid's going to have to be a teenager, though, right? He's not going to...
Yeah, I think if they're smart, they push it forward.
That's what, 10 years, 15 years?
This kid's got to be a teenager. We don't want to see another young Anakin again. We don't need another...
We don't want a pod racer.
Spunky kid. Yeah. We don't need another spunky kid, right?
So I think that's the way it will go.
We need an angsty teenager with the Force, like, you know what I mean? And then I'll be a throwback to Luke back in Tatooine.
That's true. There you go. Any final thoughts on this? I mean, we've covered pretty much.
Yeah, I think for all you haters out there, I want you to hit up Sleep Times Over IG and give us 5 really good, solid points on why this movie's trash, if you think it's trash.
Yeah, clearly.
Because nobody's brought up anything to me that I think is valid.
There's nothing but valid of any type.
All the people are complaining about is that their theories were wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
I know there's that new trend that hashtag that's trending, right? Not my Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that upsets me about that is that it's none of our freaking Star Wars. Yes. It was Lucas's Star Wars. It was Abrams' Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And now it's Johnson's Star Wars. And they can make whatever damn movie they want.
Yeah. Yes.
If you don't like it, become a director and make your own damn Star Wars for your own self-satisfaction.
Yeah. Stay home and watch the original trilogy.
Yeah. Just watch them again and again. That's all you need to do. So it's amazing these people still come out to watch these movies to just complain. Yeah. You'll never be satisfied.
Write your own fan fiction. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's all you gotta do. Just watch Return of the Jedi again and again and again and again.
Let the past die.
One last thing. So justifying my 3.5 mics. So I give the Kylo, Rey, Luke storyline 4.5 mics. I give the Poe, Holdo, Leia story, 3.5 mics. And I give the Finn, Rose, Kanto Bite, 2 mics. So when you average it all out, it's 3.5 mics.
Yep.
Oh, that's how I get that score. So people were saying, like, 3.5 mics, that's not that good. You guys, I was like, you got 3 movies in 1, guys.
Yeah.
You have 3 movies in 1. You know, so that's the way I'm reading it. If they keep continue down the path that they did with Luke and Kylo and Rey, it's the best Star Wars stuff I can remember.
Right.
I'll put it up against almost anything. And our friend was defending Jedi, and I was like, yeah, go watch Leia feed Wicket the Ewok a cracker for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Tell me Jedi is a perfect movie.
Jedi had tons of plot holes. Oh, yeah.
Worst ending of any Star Wars, too.
Worst ending? Everybody, when they watch Return of the Jedi, we fast forward through the initial Ewok scenes.
Endor, yeah.
And we go right to the battle when Lando's coming back out of hyperspace. We're not watching Wicket and crackers, and then C-3PO's the god, and all that, get caught up in the net. You're telling me Luke and all those guys are that dumb enough to go follow Chewbacca to go grab the thing, and they all went, and him being a Jedi, he couldn't have foreseen, hey, there's a trap there, guys. No, he didn't even do it. We all just go, okay, wait, get us out of here, Chewie. I mean, fast forward.
No.
Fast forward. So there you go. There you have it.
Not at
so,
all.
Once again, your mic rating. Grant, I just want to hear that one more time.
4.375.
That's a great interest rate. Not super great, but...
Yours.
I got to go with 4 mics on that one. Yeah, 4 mics. Casino brings it down. Mm-hmm. The whole Finn arc brings it down. Does not the Skywalker part brought it down for me?
Yeah, yeah. That's a big, huge...
I didn't understand why that was not mentioned at all. So, yeah. But still, 4-mic movie.
Yep. And 3.5 mics for me, but I will still defend this movie till the end to anybody that wants to.
Oh, yes. I think we all would, clearly, yeah.
Team Ryan. Team Ryan.
Yes. Team Ryan, for sure.
Yes, yeah. Very much so. Well, there you have it. Kevin, are you still there? Kevin, where are you? You're in the toilet? You have any closing thoughts?
I'm not really here, bro.
Is any of us really hard?
Using the force, bro.
You're projecting.
Don't touch me, bro.
I'm projecting, bro.
Don't touch me, bro. What's your rating? What's your mic rating? You didn't give us the
4 mics, bro.
Oh, okay, all right.
4 mics.
Nice. 4 mics, bro.
I'm watching it second time Thursday night, so.
All right. Nice. Good.
Yeah. Great diggers.
That's right. Take that idea, bro.
I like it. I'll buy that shirt.
You had an idea?
Bro, that's so hardcore, that shirt. No one will get it.
It's made for us.
It's a great idea.
Small batch.
Great idea.
Just make limited time. All right, we get out of here. So sleep times are special.
Yeah.
You done, Kevin? Final thoughts. All right, forget it. That's right. Shut up.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Season is over.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, bro.
Wow.
Done. We out.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.